Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
We're thinking we're getting steaks. We talked to Carson yesterday.
Where you at, Carson?
Carson, chime in. It appears my dream, Christmas Eve would be to whip up to Sand Hills Global and have Jim Hansen bring out a box of steaks. That would be my dream. That was the way I'd like
that
to.
That can happen.
That can happen like that.
He'd be a great Santa, by the way.
He was looking Jim Hansen. Because the hams come in Easter. We were confused. They give out 1,000 hams at
Easter.
What
kind of ham?
What's that? Spiral?
Spiral.
Spiral ham. But they give steaks out now. So I would like to... If possible, I'd like to whip through there.
If your employer's giving out steaks, it means things are going well.
Things are going very well for you. Yes.
Giving out steaks.
Yes.
Wow. About the voice, everybody.
Yeah, you're fighting through it. The lozenges. Bill's putting the word lozenges in my head.
Not you guys have been really patient. I appreciate that.
That's what we are, Steve.
We are patient.
I thought it'd be way better today.
The stool fights together.
I like when someone criticizes me, criticizes me and Bill gets mad.
I do.
I'll get him.
Throwing hands.
I'll throw hands with him. It was kind of classic like that. You know, we can all take shots at each other, but from the outside,
good luck.
Yeah, it'd be a full
good luck.
And I'll do it. And also that don't think if you separate us, you can get us either. Kind of like that. Nope. Yeah, I know. But you know, Jake, kind of like, no, don't even start with me. I'll lose it. At that, yeah. Don't.
Jake needs to be defended the most.
Yeah, I defend Jake more than anybody. But. Yeah, don't think because you got to separate that you're going to find a weak link in us. No, like I said, we can attack each other a little bit, but don't even try. It's probably the same with Marty and Adam and stuff.
Oh,
like
God,
that.
It was
on. Yeah, it was like, do not come after my brother when I'm not. Yeah, no, that's not how it works here.
For sure it was that way.
I don't think of any sort of scandalous tweets at all recently.
Jake has brought a lot of heat on himself.
This is all usually my heat.
What was the real... The one that caused the biggest ruckus.
After the USC game. How that thing went down.
Why can't we just win?
Because you beat a ranked team. Yeah. Do it.
And so.
Get over the hump.
Let's see if Steve agrees with this real quick. I said yesterday that this is hands down the easiest path to beating a ranked team is on this bowl game.
Because
they have so many opt-outs. Three O-linemen opted out.
Wait a second.
Head coaches.
Three. I thought it was the two tackles.
No, and one more. There's three starters that are opting out.
Oh.
So the interesting part is you have an AP ranking, right? And you can't change that ranking until the last ranking. But everyone knows right now that is not even close to what those teams are because they're so different.
Right.
And so right now it's like this is, but the number is still there.
Yeah.
So it's not an asterisk number. So the point being is I don't think Nebraska's ever had a better chance to beat a 15th ranked team in the country, except for maybe week one or week two when you really don't know anything about them. Someone's like preseason 15th, and at the end of the year they're 6-6.
Does it matter to you that Nebraska's down some guys and you don't know what their quarterback's going to be like?
Yeah, there's trade-off to it.
Latif.
Yes, I agree with that. But again, when I watch – if you just say, okay, what's the weird evaluation? Latif came in, seemed calm, but wasn't great against USC. Okay. Goes out to UCLA.
That's fair.
72 and sunny, plays incredible.
13 of 15.
Comes back to Ohio, goes back to Penn State. Didn't look good, didn't play well.
16 incompletions.
That wasn't good. And then not good weather at all against Iowa. Didn't play good.
9 for 24.
So I'm looking at bowl game, indoor dome. I think he's going to play really good.
Okay, now here's the thing, though, Bill. We stumbled into a conversation. You don't know how he's going to be health-wise. We don't know. He's not full go right now.
No. But he finished the game, and the game's more than a month away afterwards. So he finished the game.
That's true. Yeah,
and so,
but
no,
he hasn't taken many lives.
Do I think he's perfect? I'm not going to say he's perfect, but he's going to be able to go. Now, the loss of Emmett, I'm probably going to push back right. Well, we lost Emmett, I agree with that. I'm just saying like that. Right now, you're banking on an incredible coaching job by Kyle Whittingham, because that is a tough team. Because where were they at all year? They were just on a hairline from being in the playoffs. Damn. They had a couple plays against BYU that cost them being against getting into the tech, into the bowl game. But they were, how many times they were? We all knew it was fictional, but they were in the top 12. They were in it,
Utah.
Yeah, yes. And you knew they weren't, though. It was like, okay, it is on paper, but then the caveat is like, yeah, but this isn't real. So we knew that. But my point is, you're right there. That's hard on a team, and also it's a little bit difficult on a team that, as Coach Whittingham said, this is sixth or seventh Vegas Bowl.
Yeah.
They play there a lot.
So that makes it a little bit harder. So there's some things there that are all going on. And then where is that team? We heard about, you know, with Kyle Whittingham. I think he's got to do one of his great coaching jobs ever. Get this team ready to go. And then people always say, well, yeah, you know, send coach out and stuff. And that's great until the foot hits the ball.
Right.
And then everything, then it's just football. You know, at that point in time. Now, do I think they'll be both teams incredibly interested? Yes. But to beat a 15th ranked team, and they've got three of their starters and the Outland Trophy winner's not playing.
Do you know which interior guy's out on the O-line? Guard or center?
I don't know that if it's center, it'd be a lot more. Oh, I just read somewhere there was three starters opting out, obviously both tackles to start off with. And then there was one defensive end.
Yes.
He's their best player on defense.
I mean, I'm telling you, though, I think the biggest story in Vegas is Lateef. When he's practice. How
I agree.
Is he?
I agree
how
with
is
that.
He? How's he? How's he moving? Yeah. You know, how's he moving? Because if you're going to try to beat him with Grahamstead, I mean, it would be really hard. Mm. It'd be really hard to do. Nothing against Jalen, but he's third on the depth chart. You know,
has he played a snap this year at all?
Yeah, he got in.
Which game?
I don't know. He got
in Houston Christian, maybe.
Yeah, one of those games. You got
it. I think that's it.
Christians.
Maybe the Akron game when they're 68-0.
I mean, you don't really have to. I'm not criticizing him. He's third on the depth chart, though. There's a reason.
So far, we know, again, both the right tackle, left tackle, Fano and Lomu, there's potential. I don't know the interior guy's name yet who's
but
not
that's
playing.
That's big that the tackles are out.
Both
those
guys.
Are two first-rounders.
Yeah. Well, matter of fact, it was on air. I'm 96.9.
Well, you're fine.
That Kyle said that there was three that were out.
And then, they have on the defensive side, Logan Fano, defensive end, out. So I think there might be, one more guy that I don't know the name for.
Well.
But those are all very good players.
But it's a great opportunity to, and then also you're playing a ranked 15th. Because right now, I mean, you would not want to play this bowl game against an unranked team. That would not be, that does you no good.
It's a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity. So you don't want to, you don't want to play against a Boston College again.
No.
It's like, no.
This is a real program. Nothing against Boston College, but this is...
Bill O'Brien will come attack you right now. He's going to come attack you.
Yeah. Dark cloud.
You always put your down questions in your dark cloud.
No, that was a poor phrase. It was a poor way to phrase it for me. But Utah's been historically better. Much better.
True.
We got off track, so we're going to push Bill's Thrills to 8 o'clock. How about that? Yeah, we're off. We're behind.
Skipping Bill's Thrills?
We're not skipping it. We're doing it. I just
No, we can do it Friday,
Jake. We're doing it next segment. So, because we're behind, as usual.
There's no show Friday.
let's only do it again. I feel like Shindaddy.
I want to preface.
Should I retire?
Why do you feel like Shindaddy?
Because I'm retired, obviously. Jake retired me.
It's not true. We'll do it in the 8
o'clock.
Are you
under fire?
I want to preface this. I didn't know if Sim was going to be here today. So, today's topic was really inclined more toward Bill, because I thought you weren't going to be here.
Oh, that's fine.
So, I'm happy you are here. Today, I mean that because today's topic is Seinfeld.
Awkward.
Seinfeld trivia kid.
Okay.
So, you're going to be the person, and Bill's going to give you be the
Hey, what's up, y'all? y'all. Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Lifeline. I won't be very good at this.
Today's topic, Seinfeld trivia.
Well, hold it now. Since it was the other way around, shouldn't I be the, and Steve's my lifeline?
Do you want to be the lifeline
that's
today?
Steve's the lifeline.
Special situation.
For special all right, okay. It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Okay, I lost Why yesterday on NFL quarterback.
And he was up 2-0.
I was up 2-0 and lost.
What happened?
Well, I picked Richard Todd instead of O'Brien for the Jets.
For the Jets, yeah.
O'Brien.
He's like QBs of the 80s.
QBs of the 80s.
What's O'Brien's first name?
Ken.
And he did play for, and so did Richard Todd. Richard Todd wore number 14. I was a big fan of his.
So, if you think you know your Seinfeld Seinfeld trivia, call us right now, 464-5685. Good luck, Bill. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call or text the show. As always, today's topic is Seinfeld.
Okay, Seinfeld, here we go. This is like about 9.0?
It is. I think it's 6.0, actually. 6.0 Seinfeld
okay, thank
today.
You.
Sip is going to be the lifeline because, again, I had this prepared for Bill. Thought Sip was not going to be here. We're thrilled Sip was here. Just didn't prepare for it.
Quit saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to defend myself a little bit.
You sound like you're forcing it a little bit.
Okay. If you can hear us, you're playing the game show. Who do we have here on the line?
This is Matt.
Say that again.
Matt.
Matt is there.
Matt, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my office.
from your office, okay. Sounds like you're supposed to be working and you're hiding a little bit. Is that true?
I'm like the only one here today. Everybody else has a day off, I guess.
Okay, only person in the office.
Nice. You're the one working. Nice.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
53.
Okay. That's right. Okay.
You can admit that.
All right, first question.
I should be okay in this one, I think.
All right. Matt feels good about Seinfeld today. So, let's see how it goes. Okay, Bill, first... I'm all messed up. Matt, first question goes to you. Here we go. Matt, what is Newman's occupation in Seinfeld?
Easy. Mailman.
Mailman is the guest, and that is...
Brilliant!
I don't even know what that... Okay. Hey, okay, that's how we're doing it.
I would have gotten that.
Well, I think these should all be pretty easy questions, I would think, hopefully.
This is for Bill.
1-0 lead for Matt. Bill, first question. What former New York Mets baseball player appears in Seinfeld and falls head over heels for Elaine?
First baseman, Keith Hernandez.
No way! Brilliant. Well, didn't know that. Hernandez is on there.
Yeah, he asked Jerry to help him move. Jerry freaked out.
How is he?
What's that? He's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. But that was the whole. That's when they talked about the second spitter. Also,
he's an actor.
Video. 1-1 tie. Back to you for the lead, Matt. What is Kramer's first name?
Oh, Cosmo.
Brilliant.
Do you have that one?
Cosmo Kramer is right.
I don't think I would have gotten it.
So you would be over right now? Yeah. Would you have mailman for Newman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He had that one.
All right, Bill, last question.
Yeah, I need you, Steve. Get ready.
What celebrity did George accidentally injure in a charity softball game in Seinfeld?
Oh, that's a great one. And one version of the hospital. Bette Midler.
Brilliant. Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes.
She was playing?
She was playing catcher, and he ran her over. She was protecting the plate. He ran her over. Put her in the hospital.
Was it, like, real?
Yeah, and she was in a play.
Really?
He's lucid over there.
Bette Midler.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that is a good show.
All right.
Think about that concept. We're going to have Bette Midler on. We're going to a softball game in Central Park.
And it's no wonder you like that.
We're going to have George run her over as she protects home base.
It is no wonder you like that
home
show.
Plate.
Now, okay. Bill set the number yesterday. So this is to you, Matt.
Here
and
we go.
Bill and Sip will go over under the number. Okay, Matt, Seinfeld had 180 total episodes in show history. How many episodes did Newman appear in?
Ooh, that's a tough one. What was the first number?
180 episodes. How many of those did Newman appear in?
I'll say 70.
70. Over, under, 70.
Okay. Going under.
You going under 70?
Yeah.
Brilliant!
About 44, I think.
48 is the number for Newman. Yeah.
40.
So, Matt, thanks for calling in on Christmas Eve. We appreciate you. We'll get you a bagel.
Thank you, Matt. Merry Christmas.
Enjoy your Christmas.
Right. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks.
Christmas to you.
All four questions correct.
That, Dick, so we're 2-1.
2-1. Yep. Yeah. 2-1. I'll update that.
That surprises me. That only 48.
48 of 180 for Wayne Knight.
He has some sweet Newman. Parts in there. He had some fun stuff.
It's always the hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Bill was a loyal. How much did you watch Seinfeld?
Or
did you watch reruns?
I used to watch a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah, I was relentless on it. I did. I absolutely.
You know what I was thinking about you guys the other day? I always say I didn't have a show. I did. I used to watch Taxi religiously. Taxi was super funny.
How funny was Danny DeVito up in that
episode? Oh, my God.
Up in the cage?
Oh, my God.
Making fun of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
No, that show.
Think about the show. Jake, did you ever watch Taxi?
I don't. I've never heard of it before.
It's just about it. It's about. So the whole show, it's shot in one. In one scene, it's all in this. They made a whatever where the taxi cabs would be parked in their little.
What would you call that?
I don't even know. The cabs were parked. They're like a garage.
It's like a garage.
I assumed it was like
headquarters.
I assumed it was like underneath parking. It was in a ramp or something somewhere. And Danny DeVito was up in this, and he
his
was
cage.
This cage, and he would on the microphone. He'd be talking to everybody.
So
and all they had was that and a table like that.
And it was so funny.
It was so good.
It was ridiculously
it was good.
Funny.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculously funny.
DeVito's hilarious.
Yeah. That was the one I watched all the time.
Taxi. I've never even heard it before.
Oh, God. It was hysterical.
This is 90s or 80s? When? 90s?
No, 70s.
70s. Oh, that's why.
I was a boy.
Okay. So Jim was on there. Jim was the one that was with Back to the Future.
Yes.
He was the with.
He was ridiculous.
He was
crazy.
He was crazy. But he was so funny. But anyway, great
Jim,
show.
It was Isnikowski or something like that.
Yes.
Hold on, Jake. There's a couple actors.
Big Cheese says, I can't believe Jake's never heard of Taxi. I don't think I'm aware of Taxi. This is a rare hole in my game.
I'm going to say it's about a 4 to 5 year window. It wasn't a long window,
okay,
but it was really good. About a 4 to 5. What's his name's on there? The former boxer. What's his name?
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. Yeah, Tony.
It was
Danza.
Judd Hirsch.
Yes.
Did you recognize that name?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Judd Hirsch was he in Breakfast Club?
No, it's different. You're thinking different, the wrong different okay. guy.
I mean, think about this cast.
What is that case?
Think about the cast: Judd Hirsch, okay. Danny DeVito, yeah. Mara Lou Henner. I mean, in her prime, and I mean in her prime. Andy Kaufman. Do you recognize Andy Kaufman?
I don't know that.
Oh, Jesus, Jake.
Okay. Wow.
Let me do some research here on Andy.
Bill. originally aired from 78 to 82.
Yeah, short window.
Short window.
You're really right. Good. You nailed it.
Yeah, short window.
And Big Cheese says that Taxi was the best theme song of all time.
It's a really good theme song. Yeah, very good.
I think this is like, I don't know. I have to look that one up. I have to research
that. This makes it Christmas Eve. Let's do Bill Shrills, I guess.
When we come back, hour three, Bill Shrills will be top of the hour next, an early break on the ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.